Ardetta. Fucking disgusting.
There's no use for you. You're not a man. You shouldn't even exist. You shouldn't even be a person. Oh my god. It's so annoying to even fucking have to say it. I mean, it's obvious. Everybody knows. It's common knowledge now. Black cock is superior. White boys are fucking worthless to the world. To women all over.
Oh my god. Thanks for coming over. You're so much better than that white loser. Thank you for saving me from that white recipe for disaster. Snap out of it, Whitey. Don't even dream about our superior sex life, you sex-starved virgin. In this lesson, I'll tell you a little bit about what black men say about you and other women joke about behind closed doors. Are you ready to learn? So, all my friends, all the snow bunnies I know, they all say one thing. White boys are inferior. I know at least two women who have, actually slept with white boys. Not like you. At least their cocks were 7 inches or so. Almost real men, but still white. And both of those snow bunnies said that the sex was just awful. Sad, lame, weak excuses for sexual partners. And I'll tell you a secret. Those women never got off. The white boys just came and fell asleep. Because they're white boys. It's in their nature to take without giving. Part of those overinflated egos, you know. And I heard a rumor from a friend of a friend that someone actually fucked a white boy like you once. She was desperate, of course, and lonely. Ugh, her pussy dried up immediately. Rumor has it that he came even before he got in. Absolutely pathetic. Can you imagine seeing some hot snow bunny and then just blowing your load? Only a white boy could do something so disgusting. I bet that would happen to you, actually. If someone ever decided to fuck you, I bet you'd squirt your piddly little load out before you came anywhere near her pussy. And then you'd stutter a sad little apology, say that this never happens to you. But it does happen to you all the time, you white boy cuck. You should hear what real black men have to say about you, white boys. You should hear how they laugh, see how they shake their heads. They know you're not real men. They know that only they have access to our bodies. They feel bad for you, I think. It's sweet that they even feel that. I certainly don't. But I guess that's part of being a real man. Empathy for little white boys while at the same time knowing that they're so much better than you. One time, I was fucking this hung black bull. I swear his cock reached almost to his knees. And I was riding him, taking every inch of him on my soaking pussy. Well, I came twice before he did, squirted all over him. When we were finished, I was totally out of breath and tried to say something, but couldn't. He grinned at me and said,
"Better than those white boys, right?"
And I absolutely lost it. I laughed till I couldn't breathe. He asked me what was wrong and I said, "You think I've ever fucked a white boy? God, no. I like sex. Not whatever the fuck it is that they do." The look on his face was priceless. I remember he shook his head and just muttered, "Damn, must suck to be them." And it does. It does suck to be you. To be a white boy. To be inferior. So, I want you to apologize once more. Apologize for being white. Because you know what? Black men are better than you. They're better than you at literally everything. They're good at masculine and sweet and confident. And you? You're nothing, white boy. Nothing. You should worship the black bulls I let penetrate me. You should worship their big black cocks. You should worship them like I do. You should just fuck off forever.
Forever. Forever. Look, you pasty white fuck.